This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union is meeting today to decide what further steps to take in response to a new strain of coronavirus. Countries around the world have begun banning flights and travelers from Britain as London admitted the more infectious strain is spreading out of control. They include India, Poland, Hong Kong, France, Germany, Netherlands, Ireland, Italy, Canada, Turkey, Iran, Israel, Kuwait, El Salvador, Argentina, Chile, and Morocco. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet with the government's emergency committee later today. Monday, the government pledged to provide funds for rail and coach tickets bought for Christmas travel. Moderna and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, the second approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country, which leads the world with 17.6 million cases and more than 316,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University data. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Moderna for emergency use Friday. It approved a vaccine produced by Pfizer-BioNTech for emergency use earlier this month. Between the two vaccines, the government expects to deliver 20 million doses to the United States by the first week of January. A union of Kenyan doctors working in government hospitals began a countrywide strike Monday over lack of protective equipment and inadequate insurance benefits while treating COVID-19 patients. The union said on Twitter late Sunday there had been no resolution of grievances raised over the last 8 months. At least 14 doctors have died of the virus since the first coronavirus case in Kenya was confirmed in March. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will receive the coronavirus vaccine on live television today as part of a growing effort to convince the American public it is safe. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Biden has said he doesn't want to jump the line, but he does want to be vaccinated and do his part. His wife Jill will also get a shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, has said Biden, as incoming president, should be vaccinated early. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband are expected to receive their first shots next week, while President Trump, who had the coronavirus, has not gotten vaccinated yet. Vice President Pence has, as well as a contingent of D.C. lawmakers. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's parliament was set to vote Monday on a proposal from its fraught coalition that would temporarily put off the call for a fourth election in less than 2 years in the pandemic-hit country. Israel's coalition government, a broken marriage between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival Defense Minister Benny Gantz, has been inching towards collapse for weeks. Under the current arrangement between Netanyahu's right-wing Likud and Gantz's center-left Blue and White, the coalition has until 1 minute past midnight Wednesday to agree a budget for the current year. If a 2020 budget is not passed, Israel's parliament, the Knesset, would dissolve, with new elections held as early as March. Preliminary results from the first local election in 12 years in the Bosnian town of Mostar Sunday showed most votes going to the Croat and Bosniak parties, whose rivalry had left the ethnically divided town without a city council. The coalition of multi-ethnic moderate parties, known as the BH Bloc, won enough votes to act as kingmaker in the future 35-member city council. That's according to unofficial preliminary results from the parties and election authorities. It is not clear if the two main parties will form a coalition again or enter coalitions with other smaller parties. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias for a rocket attack Sunday on the heavily fortified Green Zone in Iraq's capital. Iraq's military said an outlawed group fired at least 8 rockets, injuring one Iraqi soldier and damaging some buildings and cars. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said no embassy personnel were hurt and that there was some minor damage to the compound. An embassy missile defense system was activated to deflect the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States, quote, strongly condemns the latest attack by Iran-backed militias, end quote. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.